Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And the calendar looks pretty good. Lots of good stuff on this calendar. Tonight, the 16th, Heidi Muller and Bob Webb will be in the Tri-Cities at the Unitarian Universalist Church. And that's out on Sylvester Road there in Pasco. Sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklife Society. And you want to be sure and check that out. They're doing all kinds of new stuff. They'll bring that new album, Under the Dulcimer Moon, with them. And that'll be fun. The next Saturday, the 23rd, they wend their way to Uniontown and play the Damon Barn. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. Then the next Saturday, they're in Seattle at the Finney Ridge Folklore Center there in Seattle. And finally, on the 3rd of December, they are in Bellingham at the Roeder Home, which is a Tuesday concert. And so you want to remember that's in the weekday, so you be sure and show up for that because not a weekend, a little tougher to draw, so you be sure and show up for that one in Bellingham. They've actually played Bellingham quite a bit. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. Lots and lots of cool dances tonight. There's one in the Walla Walla area, a contra dance at the Unity Church there on C Street, and that's in Walla Walla out there on the Airport Road. There's one in Moscow at the 1912 building, sponsored by the Palouse Folklore Society. Wonderful dance there, contra dance on the 16th. There is one in Bellingham with George Marshall and Perpetual Motion. That should be a real good one. At the Fairhaven Library, they don't want you using any kind of scented perfumes and things. They've got some chemically sensitive folks. Also for that one, bring reusable water containers. The water will be there, but bring reusable containers so that we don't keep putting trash around. You should do that to every dance. And you do need water at those things if you dance a lot because you can, you know, you can dehydrate pretty fast. Alrighty? So anyway, that's in Bellingham, George Marshall and Perpetual Motion. And then George Marshall and Perpetual Motion, they go to Port Angeles and do a Monday night contra at the Black Diamond Community Center there. Wow, that's really cool. Alrighty. Good stuff. Good stuff. I will be at Bootser's Coffee House tonight if you're in the Moscow area. I will be there. And that starts at 8 o'clock, runs until 11. Dan Mard, Bootser's Coffee House there on Main and 2nd, right there in Moscow, Idaho. Okay? And then there's a last Saturday dance in the Tri-Cities, and that'll be on Saturday, the 23rd of November. All righty? And don't you be forgetting now, the Ellensburg folks, they got it together and they're doing their first Saturday dance. So their first Saturday dance is going to be on December the 7th. And so that'll be, is that how that works? I believe so, December the 7th. So be sure and check that out. The first Saturday dance in Ellensburg. It's actually the second one they've done, but yeah. Alrighty, that's about it for the calendar. We're trying to keep them a little bit shorter. I want you folks in Bellingham to remember, though, because I've been told I got to do this, that concert of Heidi Muller and Bob Webb is a Tuesday concert. It's on December the 3rd at the Roeder Home there on Sunset and Broadway. And I think it is worth mentioning, again, because it is a Tuesday night, and that's not normally a night when people go to see concerts. So put that on your calendars now and go see those guys. Alrighty? Okay. Cyrus Clark. Good old Cyrus Clark. Does all kinds of cool stuff. I like Cyrus Clark. He sounds like this.
saw her quite clearly, quite early one night. I spoke the first words that came to my head. She sealed my fate when she answered, "All right." Quite old, though she was younger than I, and I asked her how many like me she had seen. I never counted, she said with a grin. I looked at my hand, said, "I see what you mean. Was wearing thin, and she'd printed my name on the bottom of her shoes. All those who pass by, they can never win. But those who come in, they can never lose.
It's a buck dancer's choice, my friend. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire from the eyes. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Whoa, whoa, all I want to know. Cannonballs, their motto is "Don't tread on me." Come here, Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me, or go alone. He's come to take his children home. It's the same story the crow told me. It's the only one he knows. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Whoa, all I want to know, where does the time go? I live in a silver mine, and I call it Baker's Tomb. I've got me a violin, and I beg you call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along, oh, go on on. He's come to take his children home. Talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along, oh, go on long. He's come to take his children home.
Every day, early in the morning when the sunlight arises, cutting through the fog, footsteps softly sound around the corner. Mr. Crowder walking with his dog, coat collar up, warm against the weather, got his captain's cap riding in place. Daylight brightens and the mist is lifting, it's another new day, you can see it on his face. Going back to Louisiana one of these days, when I'm able and the weather is clear. Back to Louisiana one of these days, but till then I'm gonna stay right here. Until then I'm gonna stay right here. Never made much money in the money world. Never learned to read or to write so well. Never had a vote, he couldn't read the ballot, but he could see fine, just as clear as a bell. He used to work a job in the shipyard docks when years ago he was a younger man. Changes came, left him stranded and put him out of walking with time on his hands. Going back to Louisiana one of these days, when I'm able and the weather is clear. Back to Louisiana one of these days, but till then I'm gonna stay right here. Until then I'm gonna stay right here. finds his best friend Curly walking by his side, thinking about the family relations. Way down south is a mighty long ride. Good morning, Mr. Crowder, tell me how you doing. It's a mighty fine day with the sun so bright. Tell me, have you got any plans for the future? Well, I'm gonna take a trip if it works out right. Going back to Louisiana one of these days, when I'm able and the weather is clear. Back to Louisiana one of these days, but till then I'm gonna stay right here. Until then I'm gonna stay right here. building where I lived alone. I met an old man on the stairs as he paused to catch his breath there. His face was drawn and pale. His hand was clenched to grip the rail. He had a long way to go. His name was Mr. Ondo. I offered him my helping hand, my steady legs to help him stand. My room's upstairs and straight ahead. I'm not feeling very well, he said. We reached the door, he turned the key. He turned around to look at me, and I saw myself in years to come. Thank you, he said. I said, you're welcome. And we all have so far to go. Don't we, Mr. Ondo? Soon there came another afternoon when I was home alone once more with someone rapping at my door. It was Mr. Ondo, looking well, holding out a dollar bill. As so eagerly he bowed his head, this is for your help, he said. I refused, but he would not relent, and then I saw how much it meant. A dollar for the man inside, for that was how he wore his pride. And pride is all that you've got left when they've all gone and you've been left at home alone in the winter's chill. So I took his dollar bill. And we all have so far to go. Don't be Mr. Ondo. Saw him after that. The place was sold and that was that, and we all had to pack up and leave, and he's passed on, I do believe. But sometimes when all is said and done, and I see myself in years to come, I think how fragile this humanity. I hope someone does the same for me. Cause we all have so far to go. Oh, don't we, Mr. Ondo?
Isn't Jim Page just so good about writing all these characters that he's met in Seattle as he's lived there for so many, many, many years? Jim Page, Mr. Ondo, and before that, Mr. Grouter, going back to Louisiana. And before that, the young girl who printed his name on the soles of her shoes. Jim Page, also Cyrus Clark in that set as well, with a version of Uncle John's Band, kind of a wimpy version, and then a track that never seemed to end, just different tunes coming right out of it, you know. We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back for lots more tunes, but we have to take the break. Oh, yes, we do, but that's not the music we want. I've been having trouble with my music lately, haven't I? But I think I've got it all squared away. There's the music we want right there.
On January 26, 2006, KFAE-FM, KLWS-FM, KMWS-FM, KNWP-FM, KNWY-FM, KQWS-FM, and KWSU-AM were granted licenses by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as public trustee until February 1, 2014. Our license will expire on February 1, 2014. We have filed application for license renewal with the FCC. A copy of this application is available for public inspection during regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by January 1, 2014. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at Murrow Public Media Business Office, 382 Murrow West, on the Washington State University campus in Pullman, Washington, 99164, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
That's what you get, you dirty coppers. Little Jimmy Cagney said 13 rounds in the hopper. And then the cops made Jimmy dead. Copper penny for your thoughts, copper jacket full of lead. They wanted little Jimmy Cagney dead. That's what you get, you dirty coppers. You get 13 rounds in the hopper. Mama, mama, how he yelled. He could fly from the gasoline tank when he got nailed. He's yelling, you dirty rats, just one big lie. And the crowd yelled back, fly, Jimmy, fly. All the excitement, everybody got high. Mama, mama, how he yelled from the gasoline tank when he got nailed. Where have you gone, my love, now that I have found my way? Where have you gone, my love, now that I am old and gray?
Bells are ringing, choirs are singing, step out in the field. If you are looking for trouble, man, you can find it. Come out swinging, out in the field. The farmer's burning the stubble, out in the field. People living in the rubble, but only come out if you are looking for trouble. Bells are ringing, choirs are singing. You get what you want, but come out swinging.
Where have you gone, my love, now that I have found my way? Where have you gone, my love, now that I am old and gray? That's what you get, little Jimmy Cagney said. 13 rounds in the hopper, and then the cops made Jimmy dead. Copper penny for your thoughts, copper jacket full of lead. They wanted little Jimmy Cagney dead. That's what you get, you dirty coppers. You get 13 rounds in the hopper. Mama, mama, how he yelled. go to hell. I'm the mama, how he yelled from the gasoline tank when he got nailed. Where have you gone, my love, now that I have found my way?
Where have you gone, my love, now that I am old and gray?
That song is called White Heat. It's from Sam Baker's new album called Grace. And Sam Baker is a very interesting gentleman. In 1986, he was on a vacation trip to the Machu Picchu area, and the Shining Path blew up the train he was on, killed his parents, and mangled his hand, and he had to relearn a lot of things, and he survived it. I think he was one of the few survivors on that. He's written a couple of songs about it. But he had to sort of, that's when he started really doing music and really writing songs and everything. After that, he was grateful to be alive and that kind of thing. And so his songs can be very dark and very optimistic and underlying all of the real harsh stuff in some of his songs. There's hope. Very interesting man. He writes very sparse and in some ways very, very dark. Sam Baker is his name. He's got four albums out now, I believe. There's a set called The Trilogy, and they sort of came out in line with each other. And some of the songs deal with the Machu Picchu incident. And then there's this brand new album that just came out, Sam Baker.
Be fine when she was gone. He walks down to the ocean, bends to touch the water, kneels to pray, writes her name in the sand. Wait, wash it away. Seagulls circling shrimp boats that turn inside the bay. There's an emptiness inside. It never goes away. It walks down to the ocean, bends to touch the water, kneels to pray, writes her name in the sand. Wait, wash it away.
had so many laughs, so many tears. There's many things he cannot remember, 'cause they had 50 years. He walks down to the ocean, bends to touch the water, kneels to pray. He writes her name in the sand, waits to wash it away. He writes her name in the sand, and waits, I wash it away. Rough beast. There are mega blessings. Golden fleece. Golden fleece. Close thine eyes on that rough beast. Dues are paid. Palms are greased. Your neighbors and the neighborhood sufficiently policed. Feast. Feast. Close thine eyes on that rough beast. I had a dream last night. A woman came to my bed. Her hair was made out of light. She said, "Wake up, deacon. The time is right. Wake up, deacon. It's our wedding night." What rough beast? There are mega blessings. Golden fleece. Golden fleece. Close thine eyes on that rough beast. Thank you. golden fleece, golden fleece. Close thine eyes on that rough beast. Feast, feast. Close thine eyes on that rough beast.
Over the garden wall. much money, but weddings were cheap. So while the old feller was snoring asleep, with a lad and a ladder, she managed to creep over the garden wall. Over the garden wall, the sweetest girl of all. There never were yet such eyes of jet, and you can bet I'll never forget the night our lips in kisses met over the garden wall.
We love you, Bobby.
Intense, but we're going to have to pull out of it because we started a little bit late. That's okay. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to go out on Bob Dylan. Why not? Have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And then nobody else's. I guess we're not going to go out on Bob Dylan. We'll go out on this instead. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Find your comfort in friends.
See you now. Bye.
On February 10, 2006, KNWV-FM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as public trustee until February 1, 2014. Our license will expire on February 1, 2014. We have filed application for license renewal with the FCC. A copy of this application is available for public inspection during regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by January 1, 2014. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at Murrow Public Media Business Office, 382 Murrow West, on the Washington State University campus in Pullman, Washington, 99164, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.
I'm John Idstey. When it comes to journalism, it's nice to have the facts. NPR reporters know it's their job to find the facts. It's hard work. It's expensive. We do it because it's who we are. And we do it because you support it. And you know that we depend on you to help pay for it. So thanks.